Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Some jobs require little or no creativity. Other jobs are all about creativity. This week on our program, we meet two Americans who put their imaginations to work in very different ways. One is a saddle maker. The other is a poet.
Nancy Martini has worked with horses all her life. She learned riding and roping when she grew up on a cattle ranch.
From whenever I was a little kid, I was always doing what the men did. And then as I got older and rodeoed and into the producing rodeos, I've always worked with men.
Ms. Martini started making Western saddles for fun, as a hobby. Now she has a waiting list. People have to wait up to 3 years to buy one of her saddles.
I've had people ask me that. They think you have to be big and strong and tough to build saddles, and you don't. You have to have a sharp knife.
A sharp knife is just a tool. A good saddle maker also has to have an artistic sense for carving and shaping designs into leather.
Like here at the start, I'll hit it pretty hard, and then I want that to look like there's some contour to that pedal.
She cuts the leather into complex patterns of flowers and leaves. This is a skill she first learned as a teenager. She watched her father tool leather.
So when I was 15, I talked him into helping me get started tooling. And then I kind of took his tools and I made myself a belt. And of course, my friends at school, they had to have a Western belt, and kind of started just like that.
She began by making things like belts and purses. Then she met one of the best saddle makers around, Dale Harwood. He made her a saddle tree. A tree is the form for a saddle that all the leather gets attached to. Nancy Martini had tooled saddles before, but she had never made one herself. She worked on the leather design at home. Then she would go to Dale Harwood's shop for advice.
He'd walk me through things and I'd make little notes, and then I had my little notebook after I got through this first saddle.
That notebook became her best tool.
I got my nerve up and I started on the kid's saddle and look at my notebook, and when I'd get in a real wreck, I'd call Dale, and when he had time, he'd help me, and I'd get through. Well, I got them saddles built, and then somebody would say, well, hey, why don't you build me a saddle?
That was how Nancy Martini got into the saddle-making business 20 years ago. People usually learn about her from others. She does not have a shop. She lives and works in the Pocimaroy Valley near May, Idaho. She lives on a ranch that has been in her husband's family for 120 years. The ranch has a barn where she keeps her own saddle and the ones she has made for her family. She says most of her customers are ranchers and cowboys and cowgirls who live in the area.
I guess that's probably part of my success as a saddle maker and why men don't hesitate to order a saddle from me, because a lot of the people that order saddles from me know me, or they know of me enough to know that I can rope a little bit. You know, when we're talking about horns, I know what we're talking about and fitting your horse.
Some of her saddles have silver and detailed flower designs, but many others are more simple.
I want a plain saddle to be considered beautiful as well as a full-flowered saddle. So if someone says, oh, your work is beautiful, I want that to mean all of the work. I hope that's what it means. That's what would be my goal.
Nancy Martini also makes other leather goods, including purses. She may work with cowboys, but she says that does not mean she cannot make something more feminine once in a while.
Pinsky was born in 1940. He grew up in New Jersey, in the working-class town of Long Branch, near the Atlantic coast. He found happiness playing jazz in the high school band. That experience also led him to find happiness in poetry.
When I was a teenager, just about the only thing I could do right was play music. In my high school graduating class, I certainly was not voted most literary boy. I was voted most musical boy. And the one thing led to the other.
Mr. Pinsky says jazz and poetry are similar.
Jazz and poetry both involve a structure that may be familiar and to some extent predictable, and then you try to create as much surprise and spontaneity and feeling and variation while also respecting that structure.
For Robert Pinsky, poetry is not just an emotional experience, but also a physical one. He moves back and forth as he reads one of his poems called The Want Bone. The bone is a shark jaw that he found on a beach. Here is part of that poem.
The bone tasted of nothing and smelled of nothing, a scalded, toothless harp, uncrushed, unstrung. The joined arcs made the shape of birth and craving, and the welded open shape kept mouthing, oh. The beach scrubbed and etched and pickled it clean, but oh, I love you, it sings, my little, my country, my food, my parent, my child, I want you, my own, my flower, my thin, my life, my lightness, my oh.
Robert Pinsky says poetry is also like dance, an art form where the medium is the human body itself.
And that makes it very intimate on that human scale. It's my advice for people who have, alas, somehow learned that poetry is difficult, or they think they've learned that they don't have a taste for it. Say it aloud. You feel what it's like to say it with your breath and your tongue and your voice box and all that. And along with that intimacy, there's something social about it. I mean, I try to make works of art out of something everybody uses all day long. Dollar bills and quarters and credit cards. We use words all day long. Say, is that your car? I think it's blocking mine. And I love you, but not that way. Or how good is the soup of the day today? We're using words.
Mr. Pinsky has a doctorate from Stanford University. He taught at Wellesley College and the University of California, Berkeley, before coming to Boston University. He is a professor in the Creative Writing Program. His books include Poetry Collections, Criticism, and Translations. His honors include awards for his 1994 translation of Dante's Inferno from Italian.
In 1997, the Librarian of Congress named Robert Pinsky as Poet Laureate of the United States. Mr. Pinsky is the only laureate to have been reappointed twice. He served as the nation's official poet until the year 2000. The position at the Library of Congress has existed under different names since the 1930s. The current poet laureate is W.S. Merwin.
Robert Pinsky is proud that something he started called the Favorite Poem Project is still popular. The project invites everyday people to introduce a poem that is meaningful to them and then read it on video. The videos can be found online at favoritepoem.org. In one video, a United States Marine officer named Steve Contiguero reads a poem. He reads Politics by William Butler Yeats, who died in 1939.
How can I, that girl standing there, my attention fix on Roman or Russian or on Spanish politics? Yet here's a traveled man that knows what he talks about, and there's a politician that is both read and thought, and maybe what they say is true of war and war's alarms, but oh, that I were young again and held her in my arms.
A new collection of selected poems by Robert Pinsky will be published in April. Here he is reading part of a poem first published in 1999. The poem is called Samurai Song.
When I had no roof, I made audacity my roof. When I had no supper, my eyes dined. When I had no eyes, I listened. When I had no ears, I thought. When I had no thought, I waited. When I had no father, I made care my father. When I had no mother, I embraced order. When I had no friend, I made quiet my friend. When I had no enemy, I opposed my body. When I had no temple, I made my voice my temple. I have no priest. My tongue is my choir.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake, with reporting by Sadie Babbitts and Adam Phillips. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. You can find transcripts and MP3s of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. We'll post a link to favoritepoem.org and show you pictures of Nancy Martini and her saddles. You can also stay in touch with us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.